People in Indian-administered Kashmir hold a protest rally against the sentencing of two Kashmiri men to life in prison. The men allegedly killed an Indian border guard back in 1990. The protest took place in Kashmir's summer capital, Srinagar. Mohammad Yasin Malik, a pro-independence political figure, was leading the rally. Security forces detained Malik, along with some of his supporters. He has condemned the life sentences as a new Indian strategy to punish the people of Kashmir. Malik's arrest sparked clashes between security forces and protesters. Police fired tear gas and used batons to disperse demonstrators who responded by throwing stones. Muzaffar Ayub Thakur is a convener at the World Kashmir Freedom Movement, and he joins us from London. Muzaffar Ayub Thakur, we're looking at one of the longest-running conflicts since 1947. Imam Mansur Singh, back in 2010, he came out and said after one of these conflicts that he's going to grant autonomy if there is a consensus, but it seems like the situation is far from that.
It's as usual. It's a typical scenario where we're promised one thing, given something completely different. 2008, again, the mass uprising. 2009, exactly the same thing. 2010, exactly the same thing. We have consistently been having pro-freedom rallies under the guise of being very peaceful, with no militant relations. And in respect to the response that we get for being on the streets and politically being active, and voicing our opinions quite loudly, in fact, all the way up to the UN, all the way into the British Parliament and the American Senate, and yet the Indian forces consistently murder, consistently lock up people, consistently use their draconian laws, which are in fact illegal in most parts of the world, and they're using torture as a means of interrogation. They're using every form of injustice, every form of corrupt laws to subjugate the people of Kashmir since 1947.
And can you cite any type of positive development that has come out that perhaps is pushing this in a way forward where there might be any type of resolve?
Well, you see, to be an optimist is a wonderful thing. The only problem with being an optimist is you have to also be a realist at the same time. Now, speaking as a Kashmiri and trying to understand the situation on the ground, one has to realize that the images that you see aren't, especially the ones on TV currently, and even if you Google them on YouTube or read the news, this is the atypical scenario in Kashmir. When we talk about any positive developments, you see, recently, maybe yesterday or the day before yesterday, there was a report that came out where it was, you know, basically targeting the Indian establishment and their stooges in terms of the paramilitary forces, the army and the JK police and whatnot. And they have been accused of over 500 types of violations. 500 members of their of the army, of the paramilitary forces and so on, the CRPF, the Central Reserve Police Force, they have been indicted, not yet, but they have basically been accused of committing gross human rights violations. We're talking about corporals, we're talking about captains, we're talking about generals, we're talking about people from all spheres of life within the army. And yet, even when these things are produced out in public, there is no response, there is no positive response. We hope that there will be some kind of change. But at the end of the day, since 1947, the government of India have had a situation where they have been able to subjugate the people, not successfully, I might add, not successfully. However, we continue to struggle and strive for something better. But at the end of the day, the problem is that there has to be some kind of give and take. And so far, India has consistently been giving a lot of abuse and taking a lot of lives. So at the end of the day, we are still waiting for some kind of positive development. But coming from the Indian state, I sincerely doubt that they have any credibility left on the ground, especially with the current scenario where you have Syed Ali Shah Gilani, who hasn't been able to pray for the last year. You have Yasin Malik, Shabir Shah, you have Mirwais Umar Farooq. You have so many other different leaders that are under house arrest, completely against human rights and targeting youngsters, killing them consistently.
Thank you so much, convener of the World Kashmir Freedom Movement, Mozamil Ayub Thakur. Thank you.